The Irish Times is known as Ireland's newspaper of record and has been a mainstay in the Irish newspaper world for generations. But what goes on behind the doors of its Tara Street building? How is the paper run on a day-to-day basis? And how are decisions made about content? Paula Caniff spent a day in the Irish Times learning how the newspaper is put together. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Brenda.
Now, how is your day in the Irish Times? Tell us all about it.
It was a really interesting experience. Their building over on Tara Street, very bright, open and airy. What really struck me is that the editors have so many different elements to consider. So it's not just the articles or the printed word. They have multimedia on the website. They have a studio for sound and video and another studio for photography. So it's very much they're thinking in a multimedia way. I first met with Kevin O'Sullivan, who took over from Geraldine Kennedy as the editor last September, and we sat down in the conference room and I asked him about what lay ahead.
I've been discussing with other senior editors, you know, how the day might shape up. Then also I've been talking to senior editors about, you know, what editorials we'll carry tomorrow and trying to anticipate again how things might go today. I'll get a better flavour of that when we have our noon conference.
But we'll just very quickly go through the highlights.
We have a fair idea by 5:30 how the front page is shaping up. We're publishing every day the equivalent of a significant paperback, and a lot of it, in my view, is getting the mix right. In other words, that you have to do the serious stuff well, but you have to have lighter stuff in terms of features sometimes, in terms of analysis.
Do you think they were on their best behaviour because you were there?
I don't know about that, but there was a lot of conferences going on when I was there, because on a Tuesday they have weekly politics and features conferences, and then every day they have a daily news conference. So what surprised me was that Kevin O'Sullivan is very quiet and calm. He very much sits back in these conferences and they're led by the other section editors from the paper. Then once the meeting was over, they let me loose on the newsroom floor. It's a huge open plan room, very bright. There's a circle then in the middle of desks where they have the online news desk and some of the other editors. But I was struck by how quiet it was. I had this image in my head of, you know, a manic newsroom with people running around and screaming and paper flying everywhere. But that didn't quite live up to the reality. I spoke to Roddy O'Sullivan, the news editor, about how decisions are made.
Hello on the desk. The nature of my work changes throughout the day. In the mornings, it's mainly about commissioning. So you're looking at what stories should be covered, which reporters should cover them, what prominence they should get in the paper, how much space, how should they play online. Then as the afternoon drags on, it's more about making sure that you've got all the bases covered, but that also that everything is happening on time. Are there any issues in terms of accuracy or legal problems? Once it passes around tea time, it becomes much more focused on deadlines and making sure it's all going to happen by the first print deadline, which is 9:30 for the international edition.
Just to let you know, on 9, there's 2 90-line slots remaining.
What is the process of when a story goes from, say, a kernel of an idea to when it ends up finally printed in the paper?
Some of that process starts the day before and sometimes even a week or two before. So if you look at today's front page, Kathy Sheridan had a story on women who felt they needed to go abroad for an abortion for medical reasons. And that story would have started off several months ago.
That all sounds an awful lot more civilised than newsrooms I used to work in, Paula. But there's more to the paper now, of course, than just print.
Absolutely. And the visual element is very important. I noticed that the online desk in particular think in a multimedia way. And while I was there, Brian O'Brien was working on the picture desk, and they collect pictures from wires and from agencies from around the world and from their own staff photographers.
The best photographs have people in them, and I mean, an ideal photograph for us is something that's interesting visually but ties in with the text and ties in with the story.
Let me clean it up and just see.
On an average day, there are 8 to 10 home pages, so within that, there's an awful lot that has to go in. But ideally, I would like the best photography used as big as possible. I wouldn't say it's a struggle, I would say it's a healthy creative tension, and some days you do better than other days, but that's kind of part of the magic of putting a newspaper together. It's an engagement, it's a collaboration where a whole lot of different people not necessarily fight, but argue for their content.
I do think it adds to it, you know, because otherwise I just get sick of seeing...
Some people describe the Irish Times as a newspaper of record.
That really goes back to the days when the Irish Times attempted to have, you know, everything of relevance in terms of Irish news recorded, whether it's in a big story or just a few paragraphs. But the online world has had a very disruptive influence on that process. And we can't continue to publish really big newspapers that absolutely record everything that happened yesterday. So I would say that we are no longer the paper of record. But I think that separate of that, we do provide a definitive account of yesterday's news.
So, Paula, you went back the next day then to see the finished product.
Yes, I did. And this is something Kevin does every day. So at the beginning of the daily news conference, he lays out the paper in front of him and he goes through each of the pages and gives praise and criticism. And it's very much a back and forth between himself and the editors. So if someone disagrees with his point of view, they'll voice their opinion and they'll talk back and forth. Again, very civilized, Brendan. Nothing, you know, there's no shouting going on.
There's a lot in it. New figures. We work together. We consult each other. We meet several times throughout the day. It's an ongoing discussion about what is the big story on Foreign Tomorrow? How should we play it? Is there a different way that we should go on a story different to the way that tabloids might cover it?
You know, at the end of every day, there's going to be something to show for your day's work, i.e. you can see your imprint on the next day's paper, and that's very satisfying.
Any comments on today?
Thank you very much, Paula, for that. And next week, Paula will be taking a look inside the daily workings of TV3.